Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Let's check NFL action first this morning. The Green Bay Packers will not end the season undefeated, and the Indianapolis Colts will not finish the year winless. It was quite a week in Week 15 of the NFL. In Kansas City, the Chiefs, with interim coach Romeo Crennel watching, pulled the upset of the year as they beat the Packers 19-14. One of the first things Crennel did when he replaced the fired Todd Haley was announce that Kyle Orton was his quarterback. In return for the show of faith, the veteran completed 23 of 31 passes for 299 yards. The win was just the second in seven games for the Chiefs, who are 6-8 on the season. Packers QB Aaron Rodgers was 17 of 35 in the air for 235 yards and a score. He also ran 8 yards for 6 points with 2:12 left in the game. KC's Ryan Succop had a big day with 4 field goals, as that loss was Green Bay's first since December 19th of last year when the Packers were beaten by New England. The loss was costly for the Packers in another way, as rookie offensive lineman Derek Sherrod suffered a broken right leg. He had taken over in the first half when starting right tackle Brian Bulaga went down with a strained knee. Well, playing in front of their home fans, the Colts racked up their first win of the season, beating Tennessee 27-13. Colts QB Dan Orlovsky threw one touchdown pass and the key block on an 80-yard TD run. By winning, the Colts avoid the chance of becoming the second team in NFL history to go 0-16, and the loss dealt a serious blow to the Titans' playoff hopes. After the game, Colts Vice Chairman Bill Polian said injured QB Peyton Manning will not play in the final two games of the season. He went on to say that Manning had been taking snaps from center Jeff Saturday, but that nobody should read into that. Manning has not played since having neck surgery September 8th, and the Colts were winless without him until Sunday's win over Tennessee. Elsewhere in Week 15, the New England Patriots clinched the AFC East, rallying from a 16-7 second-quarter deficit to beat Denver 41-23. The Broncos scored in their first three possessions and outgained the Pats in rushing yards, 167-4 in the first quarter. But Tom Brady tossed a pair of TD passes and engineered a quarterback sneak for another TD. The playoff hopes of the New York Giants were dealt a severe blow as they lost at home to the Redskins 23-10. A loss knocked the 7-7 Giants out of first in the NFC East, and they trail the Cowboys by a game with two to go, including one with Dallas on the final weekend, so the Giants can still win the NFC East if they win their last two games against the Jets and the Cowboys. Drew Brees had another big day, throwing for 412 yards and 5 touchdowns as the New Orleans Saints won their 6th in a row, 42-20 over Minnesota. Seattle kept its slim playoff hopes alive with a 38-14 win over the Bears in Chicago. Houston's 7-game win streak snapped by Carolina as the Panthers beat the Texans 28-13. Cincinnati kept its AFC playoff hopes alive with a 20-13 win over St. Louis. Todd Bowles made his debut as the interim coach of the Miami Dolphins, a good one as the Finns beat the Bills 30-23. Detroit rallied from 13 down late in the game to nip Oakland 28-27. LeSean McCoy ran for 3 touchdowns as the Philadelphia Eagles routed the New York Jets 45-19. The Arizona Cardinals reached 500 with their 6th victory in 7 games as they edged Cleveland 20-17 on Jay Feely's 22-yard field goal in overtime. The Baltimore Ravens, who clinched a playoff berth before taking the field, stumbled badly in San Diego, 34-14 early in the fourth quarter of the night game. Phillip Rivers had one score and reached the 4,000-yard mark for the fourth straight season. Also, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who gained a postseason berth without even taking a snap yesterday, will play tonight as they'll visit San Francisco in the Monday night contest. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school basketball action on Saturday night, it was Audubon beating Arweva in boys' hoops 55-51. Denison over Creston 55-48. Harlan beat Abe Lincoln 67-48. IKM Manning a 72-41 winner over South Central Calhoun. Logan Magnolia beat Charter Oak Ute 47-37. West Harrison over Missouri Valley 81-70. Trainer topping St. Albert 48-37. And Woodward Granger a 47-44 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. In girls' hoops on Saturday, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodward Granger 38-26, Denison 54-29 over Creston, Harlan beat Abe Lincoln 45-35, IKM Manning over South Central Calhoun 73-26, Missouri Valley beat West Harrison 64-26, Trainer over St. Albert 42-23, and Arweva 61-55 winners over Audubon. In college hoops yesterday, Tyrus McGee triggered a late run as the Iowa State Cyclones held off Central Michigan 59-52 at Hilton Coliseum. McGee's steal and dunk with just over 6 minutes left turned the game around after the Chippewas had rallied to take a 48-47 lead with a little more than 7 minutes remaining.
Thank God for Tyrus. You know, he was the one guy out there that was just fighting through everything. And, you know, those plays he made at the end of the game were huge. And that's the only reason we won this game is because of the intensity of the Tyrus. He was the one guy out there playing through mistakes. You know, when they went on a run, he was still talking out there, and, you know, he brought it. He was a guy that was the heart and soul of that game today.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones burst out to a 14-point lead in the opening half, but Central Michigan clawed their way back into the game before going the final 6 minutes 50 seconds without a basket.
If you jump on them, you know, you got to keep them down. You know, hats off to Central Michigan. They really battled. I mean, they fought hard. You know, there were some positives today. I thought our zone was good, keeping them off balance. And I thought that down the stretch when we had to have stops, we got them. You know, but that's got to be our mentality. You know, early in the game, we had good defensive energy and effort. And late in the game, we had good defensive energy and effort. It's just got to be those in-between times. You know, it's got to be 40 minutes. It can't be 20, or else you're playing with fire.
Royce White led the Cyclones with 14 points as that win lifts ISU to 8-3 overall. Central Michigan's now 5-6. In other top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, playing for the first time since being involved in a bench-clearing brawl with Cincinnati, 8th-ranked Xavier was easily disposed of by Oral Roberts, 64-42, playing without several players because of suspensions handed down by the school. Because of that fight, Xavier never really was in the game. The Musketeers, who are now 8-1, didn't have point guard True Holloway, shooting guard Mark Lyons, or freshman forward Dez Wells. They account for 40% of Xavier's offense. Dominique Morrison had 19 in the win for Oral Roberts. Elsewhere in the top 25, Connecticut, the 9th-ranked team in men's hoops, defeated Holy Cross 77-40, and 10th-ranked Missouri had no difficulty with William and Mary 94-56. In women's college hoops, Brittany Griner scored 12 of 25 points in the closing run that pushed top-ranked Baylor past number 2 Connecticut 66-61. As Baylor rallied from an 11-point deficit in the second half to improve to 11-0, UConn is now 9-1. The Lady Bears won their second number 1 versus number 2 game this season while avenging a 1-point loss at Connecticut early last season when the rankings were reversed. Griner also had 9 rebounds and 9 blocked shots in that ball game. The 6'8" Griner missed some 8 free throws in last year's game against the Huskies, including some key misses down the stretch. She made all 7 of her free throws yesterday. Well, a person with knowledge of the plan says point guard Baron Davis will sign with the New York Knicks. ESPN.com first reported Davis's intentions. Davis is expected to sign today. Davis was waived last week by the Cleveland Cavaliers and designated as their amnesty player. He was not claimed and chose the Knicks. It's unknown when Davis will play as he's been sidelined all preseason by a bulging disc in his back. The Indiana Pacers are trading guard Brendan Rush to the Golden State Warriors for forward Louis Amundsen. Mark Bartelstein, the agent for both players, confirmed that move. Rush averaged almost 9 points and 4 rebounds in 3 seasons for the Pacers, while Amundsen averaged 4 points and 4 rebounds in 4 seasons with Utah, Philly, and Phoenix. In the National Hockey League yesterday, it was Florida beating Carolina in overtime 3-2, Chicago over Calgary 4-2, and it was St. Louis 6-4 over Columbus. And the University of Northern Iowa has announced plans for a wide-ranging review of the way its athletics department and other offices handle sexual harassment and assault complaints. All 3 of Iowa's public universities are reviewing policies for preventing and reporting child abuse after coaches at Penn State and Syracuse have been accused of using their positions to meet victims. But UNI is going further than the others, performing a review and audit to determine whether its practices comply with the federal law known as Title IX that bans gender discrimination in public education. A Davenport woman suing the university for the way she was treated after two football players sexually assaulted her in 2004 has been seeking precisely such a review in her pending lawsuit, which was filed in 2007. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.